This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. In part two of our series with NCUA Chairman Todd Harper, we're talking about Creighton's buying banks, we're talking about the increase in mergers and acquisitions, and succession planning, how important it is in today's credit union environment, so check it out. Hey, let's talk about another topic that's making headlines, credit unions buying banks. Oh my gosh, is this... It seemed to kind of settle out for a little during the pandemic because nobody was really doing anything during that time. But now, as we're kind of knock on wood getting out of this, it's ramping up again. So what do you see here?
So I want to put that in context for a second, because I had our folks take a look at back and what are the pure credit unions acquiring bank transactions. I'm not talking about a credit union that acquires a branch because the branch has been closed.
Right.
I'm talking about what is the wholesale full purchase and assumption of a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 11 years, we've averaged 4 a year. So that's 44 total.
Right.
Over the last 11 years. Now at credit union mergers, we have about 250 a year. Bank mergers, we have about 250 a year. So that's 500 a year.
Okay.
So multiply that by 11 years, you're at 5,500 mergers. Only 44 of them have truly been banks being acquired by credit unions.
So
it's a small number, and I think that's important to put in context because people are looking at this because it's novel. It's new. It's not something that you've often seen.
Right.
Second, what I would say is that they're perfectly permissible for credit unions to acquire banks, and often they're done with a strategic reason in mind. For example, the credit union may not have a commercial lending unit.
Mm-hmm.
The bank itself specializes in commercial lending. Mm-hmm. They bring the bank in. Suddenly, they've got a team of commercial lending experts that can help them to grow the credit union and better serve the community. Or perhaps they want to deepen their footprint in the community that they are in.
Right.
Or maybe they want to go into a new marketplace. I can think of one credit union that was operating up in the northeastern part of the state of Indiana and actually was working to acquire a bank that was in this central part of Indiana because they wanted to expand the marketplace. So their motives are usually strategic in structure. Actually, I should say almost always strategic.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I would say is that, we've been looking at our rules. We've now had some experience doing this, 44 transactions, as I just noted outright. We can do a better job of developing the rules to help credit unions to understand the process of what happens. They know precisely what happens on the steps of a credit union acquiring a credit union.
Right, right.
They don't necessarily, they know the steps that are required when you see a credit union transition from a privately insured credit union to a federally insured credit union. We need to make sure that we've got those steps, and we're looking at rulemaking in that area and proposed a rule the other year.
Okay. And the thing that gets me is like the bank has to approve the purchase. It's not a hostile takeover or anything like this. The bank approves it. So.
Yeah. They do approve it, and their shareholders approve it. I think there's one other point, too, that it's a really interesting point. The vast majority of these transactions are state-chartered credit unions. It is easier for a state-chartered credit union to memberize a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the federal side, you got to sign the card that I am going to be a credit union member. Well, if you're bringing in a bank and its customers, getting all of those customers to sign the memberization card can be a heavier task. On the state side, what we've seen is that there's a signature that goes by the regulator in the state that says, on this day, I deem all of the customers of the bank now to be credit union members.
Oh.
So the memberization is a lot easier.
Okay, gotcha. I understand it now. And another topic that kind of segues what we were just talking about, the mergers and acquisitions.
Yeah.
That seems to be going at a healthy clip as well. So what's your take on that one?
Well, first of all, as I said earlier, we've had about 250 mergers a year on average. We saw that actually slow down at the start of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Not a surprising fact at all, because credit unions were focused on doing what they needed to
do. We were in survival mode.
We were all in survival mode. They've now got a little bit more time on their hands. They've got a little more ability to understand what are the options. And so we are seeing an increasing number of mergers. Mike, I recognize that a merger for some credit unions may be the right answer. But I also know this. small credit unions are at the heart of the credit union movement. And we need to be finding ways in order to support the small credit unions in order to succeed.
Yep.
I think about that church credit union, that AME, that First Baptist Church credit union that's open for 4 hours on a Sunday.
Yes.
I guarantee you that that credit union is making loans that would not otherwise be made.
Completely.
And I worry that when you see mergers up, you might not see people getting access to the credit. And so we have a rule that we proposed the other month on succession planning. We found out that 1 in 3 credit unions cite not having a succession plan as a reason why they have decided to merge.
Really?
I don't want a credit union. Yeah. I don't want a credit union where the manager has been there 20, 30, even 40 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I'm going to retire now. And the board says, we've got no plan for the future. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And really, this is about if we're going to, you know, if our leader were to leave, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to train somebody behind her, or we are going to go to this other credit union and have an operating agreement while we search for a new one. Right. We're going to make sure that we're paying our top executives the right market rates so that we can find people and bring them in. It's smart credit unions. Mm-hmm. It's smart banking. It's just smart.
Now, it's smart for the industry as well, for that continuity, right? So.
Agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
You gotta have that. I mean, and that you kind of answered two questions. You want to answer? Thank you for that.
Well, there you go.
You're very efficient today. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.